Hey, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about I Am Malala by Malala Yousafzai. Sophie, I have to admit, I knew the broad strokes of her story, but reading the book really hit me differently.
Absolutely. This book is so much more than just the shooting. It's about her whole life in Swat Valley, her family, and how she became this voice for education. It's a memoir, but it's also a history lesson.
Exactly. I mean, the book starts with her childhood, and it's so warm and normal. She talks about her school, her brothers, her dad's passion for education. You really get a sense of this close-knit family.
Right. And her father, Jiaoddin, is such a key figure. He ran a chain of schools and raised Malala to believe that every child, boy or girl, deserves an education. That's pretty radical in a place where girls were often kept at home.
Yeah, and then the Taliban start creeping in. It's gradual at first with this radio preacher, Maulana Fazlullah. He starts calling for destruction of schools. Malala was only 10 when things got really scary.
That's the part that got me. She starts writing a diary for the BBC under a pseudonym, Gul Makai. She's describing bombs at night, friends stopping coming to school, the fear. It gives you this visceral sense of what it was like.
And she doesn't stop. Even after the military offensive and displacement, she keeps speaking out. She gets death threats, but her family refuses to be silenced. I mean, that takes incredible courage.
Then comes October 9th, 2012. The school bus, the two men, the three shots. One bullet hits her in the head. It's a miracle she survived. The medical story alone is incredible. They flew her to Birmingham, multiple surgeries, a titanium plate in her skull.
And throughout her recovery, she's not angry. She's grateful to be alive and determined to continue her mission. That's what blows my mind. She says the terrorists failed and that weakness, fear, and hopelessness died. Strength, power, and courage were born.
She becomes a global icon, addresses the UN on her 16th birthday. She says, "One child, one teacher, one book, and one pen can change the world." And then in 2014, she wins the Nobel Peace Prize at 17.
But the book isn't just her story. She goes into the politics of Pakistan, the Taliban's rise, the failures of the government. She's critical, but hopeful. And she's very clear that her faith, Islam, is a source of strength, not what the Taliban preach.
That's an important distinction. She reclaims her religion from the extremists. She argues that true Islam values education, compassion, and justice. That's a powerful message.
And she's so honest about her own fears and doubts. She doesn't pretend to be a superhero. She cries. She feels overwhelmed. She misses her home. But she keeps going. That's what makes it inspiring.
The takeaway for me is that education is a right, not a privilege. Malala's story is a reminder that one voice can make a difference, even when the odds are stacked against you. And honestly, if you want to go deeper, the whole library is over on 7minutebooks.com/app, with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access.
That's a great deal. But back to the book, one thing I'm taking away is that courage isn't the absence of fear. It's acting in spite of it. Malala proves that every day.
Exactly. So pick up I Am Malala, and remember that even in the darkest times, there's always light. We'll see you in the next one.